The Mausoleum of Helena is an ancient Roman funerary monument in Rome, next to Via Casilina, in the area that corresponded to the third mile of the ancient Labicana Way. Built between 327 and 330 AD by the Roman Emperor Constantine, is next to the church of St. Marcellino San Pita, which was erected by the same Constantine by the time of his conversion to Christianity in 320 AD, in the ancient area Ad Duos Lauras, probably with the intention of using it as his future tomb. It later was repurposed to contain the body of his mother, Helena. Structured as two cylinders on top of each other, 8 niches are built in the walls of the lower cylinder. One functioned as the entry, 6 were purposed to contain bodies, and in the biggest was located the sarcophagus of Saint Helena, who died in 328 AD. Named vulgarly Torpignattara for the presence in the roofs, structure of some amphoras, pignatte, an example of the extraordinary engineering skills the Roman had. They were built in order to lighten the weight that was applied on the dome as to avoid a possible collapse of the structure. It was because of the decaying of the structure that those amphoras were discovered. In 1632, a church was built inside the mausoleum by Pope Urbanus VII. This new building was later deconsecrated and is now a museum. Today the mausoleum is no longer where the sarcophagus of Helena is. It was brought into the Vatican by Pope Anastasius IV and later placed in the Vatican Museum, in the room called Croce Greca by Pius VI. At the end of the 18th century, many scholars assume that even the sarcophagus was repurposed to be the resting place of Helena and was in the first place meant to be Constantine's or Constantinus Chlorus, father of the emperor and husband of Helena.